A reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is no God besides you who have the care of all, that you need show you have not unjustly condemned. For your might is a source of justice. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. For you show your might when the perfection of your power is disbelieved. And in those who know you, you rebuke temerity. But though you are master of might, you judge with clemency. And with much leniency, you govern us. For power, whenever you will, attends you. And you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. And you gave your children good ground for hope, that you would permit repentance for their sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your response is, Lord, you are good and forgiving.
Lord, you are good and forgiving.
You, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in kindness to all who call upon you. Hearken, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my pleading.
Lord, you are good and forgiving.
All the nations you have made shall come and worship you, O Lord, and glorify your name. For you are great, and you do wondrous deeds. You alone are God.
Lord, you are good and forgiving.
You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in kindness and fidelity. Turn toward me and have pity on me. Give your strength to your servant.
Lord, you are good and forgiving.
A reading from the letter to St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the word of God be in your heart and lips to proclaim it to yourself and to all God's people. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have all the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them into bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, yet when full grown, is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophets. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has been laid and hidden from the foundation of the world. Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause sin to others and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, remembering the Gospel. This is wheat. These are, got it. Put them together. They're mixed together. And these are us. They're us. The weeds and wheat mixed together, they're us. Because each one of us is a mixture of weeds and wheat all the time. Because you and I have the ability to do compassionate, just, selfless, and loving wheat-like things. But almost in the same breath, I have the ability to do hateful, unjust, and selfish weed-like things. And we do both. No matter how good or how bad we think we are, the struggle within us and all around us continues to play out every day with the words, actions, and attitudes that we choose, which speak volumes. Even with our silence, we speak volumes. If we decide to keep silence, we speak volumes about how deep the word, the wheat of God, has grown in our heart. So given that fact of life, that struggle within life, how do we choose to weed out the weeds in life? And who are, what are the weeds in life that Christ is talking about? Hitler decided that he needed to weed out the weeds called Jews. And still today we have really stupid, bigoted people saying Sieg Heil, painting swastikas on buildings, and believing in white supremacy within our country, within our government, within our Catholic Church, within our pews. Lots of people still believe in the sin of racists and white supremacy. It's a sin. But who can blame them, us, in terms of being that way? It's so easy to spot the weeds, isn't it? It's easy to pick out the weeds in our city or society. Because the weeds today are anyone almost who is a Jew, a Muslim. The weeds are anybody who's brown or black. Anyone who has different sexual feelings than I do. Anyone from a different country seeking a better life. Any one of them are seen as undesirable, unwanted, unlike us, and should be weeded out, some say. That's really wrong. Not some say, many say today. Many, say today. But that is not what Christ was talking about. Because you and I and every person is a blend of wheat and weeds. Every person is. So who is qualified to judge the goodness, the worthiness of the human heart? Who is qualified to judge the worthiness of who deserves respect? Who deserves life? Who deserves to be excluded? Who deserves to be executed, as was done this week by three different men in our country, by our government, in our name? Executions by our federal government that have been outlawed for the past 17 years until the present administration. Who is qualified to judge the human heart? We need to and must make judgments about actions, attitudes, words, works, policies, and programs. We need to make judgments. We make judgments every day. We need to judge them and compare them to what we believe Christ would say and do. But no one is qualified to judge the human heart. No one, except for God. What needs to be weeded out is not a person or a group, not those who are unborn and aborted, or born and executed or ignored. It's not a person. But what needs to be weeded out is an attitude, an action, a word, any policy or program proposed by anyone that tries to weed out people, keep out people, exclude people, and does not respect in people the dignity, the divine, the namaste, as we said before, does not respect the wheat within every person. No exceptions. Even Christ did not weed out Peter, who publicly denied him. Christ did not weed out Judas, who betrayed him. But he challenged them and us to look deeper and to love. That does not mean we have to like other people. It's not possible to like everyone. Not everybody likes you. Not everybody likes me. It's not possible. But as Christians, we are challenged to choose to love, which is much more difficult when we don't like. Christ challenges you and me to be the mustard seed of that gospel of compassion to all those we exclude, take for granted, especially in our families, or those we ignore. Christ challenges us to try to be the yeast of justice, acceptance, and common sense for the common good, and there's a lot of that lacking in our country, I believe, right now. To try our best to be the common sense for the common good in a world being consumed by selfishness and division. Christ challenges us to try to focus on the wheat. Try to focus on the goodness within me, within you, within each of us and all those around us, especially when I or you feel being choked by the weeds or overwhelmed by anger or confusion or despair. To remind ourselves that Christ, our good and forgiving God, is always right there with us.